Here on BBS Radio. This is your guest host for this evening, Charles Giuliani. I've actually guest hosted on this show quite a few times in the past. Glad to be back again joining you, joining the important team here. Tonight we have a very important, very special guest. His name is Manny Badillo, and he's an individual who tragically lost his uncle Thomas on 9/11. And he's now serving with the New York CAN as director of outreach. He's actually pushing to get another, he's actually got legislation introduced to get another investigation, a real investigation this time, of the 9/11 attacks, unlike the 9/11 Commission report, which we were given, which doesn't answer any questions. As a matter of fact, its own chairman, Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton have both admitted that, you know, it's not the final answer, that there needs to be another investigation. They themselves said that it's, you know, it left too many questions unanswered. So, I mean, no matter what side of the fence you stand on with 9/11, what went on that day, there's no question that we have not been given a definitive answer. There's still many questions left unanswered. The 9/11 Commission report actually seems to raise more questions than it was proposed to answer. And so here's Manny Badillo doing what many of us have hoped would happen while he's out there doing it, and this is someone we need to be supporting, folks. So with no further ado, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Welcome, Manny.
Charles, thank you very much. I'd like to say thank you for having me on to speak about a precedent that's being set here in New York City. I lost my uncle close to 8 years ago in a mass murder. His crime remains unsolved, and here in New York, we've been collecting signatures for a petition to be placed on November's ballot, giving New York City registered voters the opportunity to say yes to an impartial, subpoena-powered, non-political investigation concerning the murder of my uncle. And over 80,000 New Yorkers have signed the petition,
wow,
stating that they would like to have that referendum put on the November ballot. That's basically one out of every 50 New Yorkers. Just think, if we had more volunteers and petitioners to go out and collect signatures, who knows how many more New Yorkers would say yes. I would say it's in the hundreds of thousands, if not a few million.
Perhaps millions, yeah. Oh, sure.
And I just want to say that I find that the trauma of 9/11 is subsiding. There are people still suffering, survivors, the first responders, and family members even, from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And
many of them, the first responders have been getting sick and dying, in fact.
They are dying today based on the lies the government told.
Right.
And,
about the air being safe, and it certainly was not.
And what we have is the mass trauma, that psychological impact of the event subsiding, and people are more able to look objectively at what took place. And when one looks at the empirical, the physical, the substantiated scientific evidence in the public forum, one comes to a very different conclusion than what we were told by our government through our corporate media about what happened on 9/11. And for NYCCAN.org to collect over 80,000 signatures of New York City voters is something that can take place in every single city in this country and throughout the world. There were multitudes of nations that lost someone that day.
Sure.
Multitudes of families in those nations that lost a loved one.
Well, I can guarantee you there are multitudes of millions of people just in this country who do not buy the official 9/11 story and would definitely love to support you.
And more every day are beginning to take an objective look at the case. And I just have to say that I am so thoroughly honored to take part in this. I'm doing this for my uncle. I love him. He was the rock of our family. He was 45 years old when he was murdered.
He was in the towers on that day?
He was the vice president of Internet technology at Marsh McLuhan. He was in the North Tower. A survivor placed him downstairs in the downstairs mall. There's a huge mall underneath the towers.
Yeah.
Getting coffee that morning. He was always early to work. And his body was found. Uncle Tom, we were able to properly bury him.
Wow.
A few months later, with 36 other bodies over the course of 4 days. I want to mention this, Charles. Listen, the worst day wasn't September 11th for our family. The worst days were the 12th and the 13th and the 14th when the hope began to fade.
Yeah, sure.
And really, I believed absolutely everything our government told us. Why not? Because we trust our government. Supposedly elect the officials in our government.
Right.
And it took years for me to be able to break away from that type of classical conditioning to really begin to look at the scientific fact, the historical precedent, but begin to listen to the first responders and the eyewitnesses of what happened. And they tell a very different story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Than we've heard.
See, that's what they depend on, is that most people will just accept what they were told in the media and move on and forget about it. Unfortunately, many people have done that, but there are many more, and like you said, they're coming out all the time, who are taking a second look and saying, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't actually make too much sense.
Absolutely, and it's vitally important that if anything, this event begs for further investigation, and that's what we've been able to accomplish, at least the initial stages, to collect signatures, to speak to people one-on-one, engage the public, asking them, you're a New York City voter, would you like to sign a petition to give yourself the opportunity to choose yes to a new investigation? And over 80,000 New Yorkers have said yes, I will.
Now, again, that website, I'm going to give you a chance, of course, later to say to list it again, but it's nyccan, right, .org?
nyccan.org.
Right.
And
New York City, NYCCAN.org.
CAN, which is Coalition for Accountability Now.
Mm-hmm.
People always ask, but what do you want to accomplish when, this is all said and done and you get your new investigation? I say accountability. I say justice. But I go further and I say saving lives in the future.
Yeah. Well, what most people don't realize is, again, the 9/11 Commission heads themselves have admitted there needs to be another investigation, that the final answer is not the 9/11 Commission. It didn't answer anything. The crime has not been solved. The real perpetrators have not been named. And the whole thing has just been swept under the rug. I mean, how could that have been an investigation when it wasn't even launched until 14 months after the attacks, when all the debris had been cleaned up and hauled away and melted down into scrap without being examined? How could that be an investigation?
You're exactly right, and obviously, I mean, when the crime scene began to be cleaned up the next day and evidence was tampered with, you have a major issue. If it wasn't for very courageous family members, the Jersey girls in particular, but also, people like Ellen Mariani, who was the first to sue the government, and then the courageous first responders that spoke out after, such as John Schroeder, one of the first firefighters in the building, one of the last to leave.
Right.
You know, you need to, you, when you hear their stories, you really understand that there was no justice in that initial public inquiry. And you're right that Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton both said that it's an incomplete.
I'm sure you know about Louis Cascioli. He was a fireman. He was also a first responder. He helped clean up the debris, and he said it was unbelievable. When he showed up at the 9/11 Commission hearings, he wasn't allowed to say anything about the explosions that he heard going off in the buildings prior to them coming down, as well as during the collapses. They just cut him off. He said he was so disgusted, he walked out and said, this is a sham.
Well, that's exactly what Max Cleland said when he left the commission. Vietnam veteran, disabled, left the commission in the middle of the inquiry and said it's a national scandal.
Yeah, the American people being ripped off, he said.
503 first responders, oral histories were taken by the New York City Fire Department. And out of those 503, hundreds said bombs and explosions were going off in the buildings. Their oral histories were used in the 9/11 Commission report, but none of the oral histories were used that said those explosions and bombs were going off. Look at Sybil Edmonds, who had to be dragged into the 9/11 Commission hearings to have 3 hours of her testimony given, only to not have one word of it spoken about in
classified. Right. You know, from time to time, we're going to be having some questions coming in from some of our listeners on paltalk.com, through which we're also broadcasting tonight. This one question comes via text. Her name is Sue in Iowa. This is actually a really good question. She says, does Manny know what this second 9/11 investigation will be composed of as far as, you know, researchers, scientists, et cetera? What's to prevent it from being another whitewash like the first investigation?
Excellent question, and that question's been posed to us before. Ultimately, the commission that is placed after this referendum goes through in November would be composed strictly of family members, first responders, survivors, and scientists that work outside of the government vein. What we're looking for is a completely objective and honest commission. What we're looking for is for people to have, for we the people, to have every single one of our questions answered, 100% of them, okay? In the initial commission, 70% of family members' questions given by the 9/11 Family Steering Committee set up alongside the 9/11 Commission were never answered, okay? If someone was murdered in any one of our families, in a court of law, 100% of the questions would be answered. Unfortunately, in my uncle's murder, only 30% of the questions were answered. So what we're also doing is we're having this privately funded. We have dozens of people already offering a substantial amount of money to help fund this commission. We are looking to have it completely privately funded so we don't have to answer to a bureaucracy or anything political. This investigation is going to be conducted properly, and it's going to have subpoena power. So people that speak out are protected. And unfortunately, in the
truly independent commission, unlike the one we had. I mean, Cheney himself said he did not want an independent commission. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, and Cheney also testified with Bush together, and they were not under oath, and nothing was taken from that.
Closed-door session and no recording whatsoever in any way, shape, or fashion. That they wouldn't allow it to be recorded.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. The U.S. government has basically not only lied to the family members, but lied to the entire world about what happened. That is not going to happen in this new investigation we're trying to get started here in New York.
Absolutely. We got another question here. Actually, got a couple of them coming in. This one is from Eric in Iowa. He says, why are the American people ignorant to America's evils, not just on 9/11, but other events in U.S. history? We act like the United States is a country, as a country, is the greatest country, and the rest of the world looks up to us. that's a difficult question to answer.
It's a difficult question, but you know what? We are the greatest country. We're the greatest country when we, the people, understand that we have the power and not corrupt government officials.
Right.
The reason why we don't know enough about history is because the textbooks that we are sitting in class and reading are from corporations that have interests to ensure that we don't critically think. Okay, they're just giving us something that has been written by a certain few individuals. But I have to say that one of the reasons why I don't think we know about history goes back to the 1920s when the public relations industry started. And that public relations industry began to look at, you know, how corporations could influence Americans. Well, politicians picked that up. And by the time after World War II, it was in full swing. We are intentionally being dumbed down in this country because we're being given fluff every day. We're being given corporate opinion that is understood as news in our country.
And these are conclusions you've only drawn since 9/11, huh? I mean, like you said, you were just going along with it. You didn't really have a clue that you were being lied to initially.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm an avid reader. And unfortunately, the government messed with a few of the wrong families. So I knew a little bit about this. I was in the military. I worked public affairs, which is the equivalent of public relations.
Yeah.
So I understand, what we had to do and what is being done every day to the American people. So when I began to shed that classical conditioning a few years ago and began to look more objectively at things, I really began to understand, wow, this mechanism that I was taught that started so many years ago has such a grasp, such a hold on what's happening to us. And I think if I can answer that question even further, I'd say take a look at the documentary called Century of Self, and that would give you an incredible way to understand how we're being manipulated through our media and by our government.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I mean, once you see it, there's no going back. You can never be fooled again because you know who's pulling the strings, who's in control. And you know whose interests are being served, and it's certainly not our interest. But I'm glad you drew that distinction between our government and our country. Yes, this is a great country. Unfortunately, it's being run, or better yet, run into the ground by corrupt individuals that do not have our interests at heart at all.
You're right.
And, that's why we have things like 9/11. Here's another question coming from Mike in California, another important question. He says, when is the vote in New York City to take place on this investigation, and when do you think we'll be able to know the results of the vote?
Well, right now, our petition is in the court system. After we submitted 52,000 signatures initially to the city clerk then decided to say that 26,000 of those, exactly half, were invalid. So what happens is that we then go into court and we speak about, different points of the petition, as well as explaining that those signatures are valid. So what myself, Ted Walter, the executive director, and over 50 volunteers have been doing for the past 2 weeks is counting and then verifying and validating thousands of signatures which New York City has said are invalid. We have had access to the Board of Elections database, and we are matching signatures with people that signed the petition with what's in the database. We have verified and validated a minimum over 7,000 signatures already.
Wow.
So we submitted that back to the city, and ultimately they're going to have to look at those signatures. It will pass. You can't deny a signature. That's what happens every November. When you go to vote, you have to sign in a book, and your signature is right next to there. So your signature is compared. Any contract, your signature is what counts. So we're going to be handing in another 28,000 signatures this Friday to the city clerk, and that is ensuring that when this does get to the city council, no matter what action the city council takes, we will be able to override the city council and have this placed on the November ballot.
Now, I'm sure you're going to be there every step of the way, as well as I understand you're working with some of the family members, other family members of 9/11 victims.
Yes, I'm working with some incredible family members, Bob McElveen, who is mentor of mine, Donna Marsh O'Connor, another superhuman, Willie Rodriguez, the survivor.
Oh, yeah, Willie, sure, yeah.
I mean, these are people on our executive committee. These are people that if we just understood their stories, we would come to a very different conclusion as to what happened. These are very passionate, very learned. But these people, you know, they their names should be heard more than celebrity in this country. And that's one way to really get back to understanding, you know, where we are.
So I'd say they're in a lot of trouble because they were hoping this was going to go away, and it's not going away. And now you're pushing for a panel that is going to be followed every step of the way by people who know the truth and want the correct answers this time. And they're going to be biting their nails to the bone.
Oh, you know what? Obviously, they have a lot of time to prepare for this. They're going to, you know, try to ad hominem attack.
Oh, sure,
the movement.
Sure.
They're going to try to say that, you know, okay, this is not legal for whatever reason. But I will say this, that there's a movement that's taking place right now in this country, and it goes beyond 9/11. 9/11, I think, happened to be one of the catalysts for this movement.
Yeah.
But there are very learned individuals in this country that are taking actions, taking constitutional obligations, really is what people are acting upon. And they're getting out there and they're peaceably assembling and they are petitioning the government for a redress of grievances. And these are very important. This is very important. A free press is very important, and every single one of us can act as the press, can inform others. And
sure.
then when people ask us questions, we can give them answers, and we could say, take a look at this, take a look at that. Well, what NYC Can has done for the past year has been a democratic action that every one of us could take.
You know, I've been in radio myself for many years, and, you know, ever since 9/11 happened, I smelled a rat right from the beginning because I've known how our government has been operating for some time now. And sure enough, as the months and years marched on, I finally put a book together on this, exposing it, and it's been my pleasure over the years to have hundreds, probably thousands. I've never really counted them, but a lot of people have come to me personally or through email or, you know, called me and said, man, you opened my eyes. You know, that makes it worth it when you see people, you know, coming out of that state of delusion and seeing things for what they are. You know, it really makes it worth it.
Absolutely. I mean, we're here for so many reasons. One of them is definitely to pass on knowledge.
Yeah.
And pass on the knowledge, empower ourselves, and pass it on.
Right. I tell you what, we're going to take a break here in a couple minutes, but let me go to another question here. This is from Cheryl in Florida, another really important question, kind of along the line of what we've just been talking about. She says, have there been any roadblocks, sabotage attempts, or any other type thing that you see, you know, anticipate in the future that may derail putting this on the ballot? Anything specific that you have seen? And if not yet, unfortunately, I'm sure you will see things.
Well, we've seen the fact that valid signatures can be very easily invalidated by a process which does not allow for, I mean, the Board of Elections here in New York should be acting for the voters. Unfortunately, the bureaucracy is so thick, and the workers within the Board of Elections are so kept from using their skills properly that it doesn't work for the people. Unfortunately, the way that the rules are set up, the Board of Elections works for the bureaucratic people in power.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the roadblocks, A. B, you're going to have there's going to be roadblocks when it comes to the fine points of the petition, such as how are the commissioners voted upon? How is this funded? Is this something that the city can handle as opposed to the state or federal government?
And you know, unfortunately, that any coverage of this, of course, is going to be underground. They're not going to have it on the evening news on CBS or ABC, unfortunately.
That's, you know, Charles, that's one of the biggest things, is the fact that it will not be shown. See, propaganda works in many different ways, disinformation, misinformation, but omission, primary. And what we found is that for the past year, this has been omitted from the residents here in New York. This historical precedent-setting petition.
Well, you're just politically incorrect, Manny. That's your problem.
that must be it. Exactly. You know what? And I always try to say it's not a political issue. It's more of an issue where there's a crime that needs to be solved.
Exactly.
And I think that's where we have to look at this, where we have to go.
The spin doctors, of course, are going to be hard at work here, and that's going to be one obvious way that they're going to, you know, thwart this. Okay, we'll let you have it, but it's not going to get any attention.
Right.
But it will. it certainly will, because people like me and you are going to be paying very close attention to this on the Internet. We'll be following it, and this is going to be very damning. Now, here's another question from Carl in Oklahoma, another important question. He says, do you know if people like Professor Stephen Jones will be allowed to participate in this second investigation, if it's allowed? Do you know Stephen Jones?
Stephen Jones is another mentor, another superhuman that has woken myself up and so many other family members that are able to look at the evidence as it stands. Stephen Jones last year came out with papers, studies that have shown the iron spheres, which are a result of
unignited thermite. Yeah, sure.
But this year came out with well, the iron spheres are a result of the ignited thermite. This year they came out with another study. Stephen Jones, along with Kevin Ryan and many other scientists from here in Europe, came out with a study showing proving the highly engineered military grade nanothermite.
The red and gray iron spheres show of vaporization of steel too. So I mean, both of those pieces of evidence are very
Both those pieces. Absolutely, Stephen Jones and any scientist that is able to present peer-reviewed, refereed studies will be included. Perhaps will be on the commission, but by default. He would definitely be someone that we'd want to bring up in the investigation because, in all honesty, nobody's gone against that study at all. I think the National Geographic Channel, owned by a mega corporation, one of five that control 90% of what Americans see, hear, and read, had something on last night trying to debunk what we're finding in the public forum. Concerning the evidence, the scientific evidence relating to my uncle's murder. So, absolutely, Stephen Jones, Kevin Ryan, and scientists that stick to the scientific method. Unfortunately, the U.S. government is trying to tell us that Newton, who's been right for 200 years, was wrong not once, not twice, but three times on 9/11. So.
Oh, it's so ridiculous. My favorite is the NIST report, where it says we found no evidence of explosives, and then they turn around and admit, oh, by the way, we didn't test any of the steel for explosive residue. It's unbelievable. But the truth is, how could they find explosive residue anyway when all the debris was cleaned up when they started their investigation in April of 2004?
Absolutely. Listen, you hit it right on the button. How can they even say that when they don't test for it? You can't unequivocally say something that you never tested for. So...
this is a fraud, America. You've been lied to, you've been scammed, you've been ripped off. These people, just because they have PhDs, for me, that mostly means paralyzed from the head down anyway. But, I mean, these people are on the government's payroll. And people will say, well, how come he wasn't peer-reviewed by an American university? Because American universities get millions and millions of dollars in grant money every year. I mean, that's just common sense. That's a no-brainer.
That's right.
He has been peer-reviewed by European universities who aren't dependent on federal grant money from Washington,
Yes, exactly. I mean, I'm at Ground Zero every Saturday, handing out literature, flyers, DVDs. I work with another worldwide organization called WeAreChange.org.
Oh, sure, yeah. Luke Wachowski.
And I speak to Luke every day. And
great. Awesome.
Basically, what we've been doing for the past 2.5 years, almost 3 years now, we've been speaking to people one-on-one, engaging people, answering questions that the government won't answer, speaking to the people, but more importantly, engaging the elected officials and people in power and asking them pointed questions. Luke and myself recently, a couple of months ago, did an interview with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who replaced Hillary Clinton in the New York Senate seat. And asked her straight up, listen, would you, given the fact that so many of your colleagues and scientists and family members are looking for a new investigation, so many questions weren't answered, would you want a new investigation? She said, absolutely. She said, all family member questions should be answered. She wanted to see. She said, send to me the scientific study that Stephen Jones, Kevin Ryan, so many others did.
No kidding.
She said, when I told her about NYC CAN, she goes, I am very interested in that. Please give me information. I sent her information, heard nothing back.
Yeah, well, that figures, doesn't it?
But you know what? Maybe if more and more people do that, maybe
they can't keep sweeping it under the rug. Right, exactly. I tell you what, we're going to take a short break. We're going to go back. We've got some more questions coming in. But this is great stuff, folks. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss the second half of the interview with Manny Badillo. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
In our Constitution, the Founding Fathers laid a path to an economy that should have kept Americans free and prosperous. How we the people were tricked off that path into a world of debt and deception reads like one of the great mystery novels of all time. American Free Press compares author Ellen Brown's new book, Web of Debt, to an eye-opening thriller that will leave you feeling like Neo in the Matrix. In Web of Debt, the mysterious and often shocking origins of today's ultimate financial crisis are exposed, starting with its distant beginnings to its present disastrous climax as the reader is shown that the way to restore America's true wealth has been with us all along. Please visit Ellen Brown's website, webofdebt.com, to see how America's money and future can become by and for the people once again.
This land is your land.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact the world and make a difference. That's The People Speak every Tuesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you and me.
Join the World March for Peace and Nonviolence, an international three-month event spanning 7 continents and over 1 million participants, with endorsements from luminaries worldwide such as President Jimmy Carter, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. The World March for Peace and Nonviolence seeks to bring attention to the need to end war and occupation, reduce arms spending, and all forms of violence. Please visit theworldmarch.org.
One bright sunny morning, in the shadow of the sea, by the relief on the fast, I saw my people, and they stood there hungry, and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you.
It's kind of cold.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to the People Speak Radio Show here on the BBS Radio Network. This is your guest host, Charles Giuliani. And again, our guest this evening is Manny Badillo. He's working to get another 9/11 investigation, something we've needed for some time now. And finally, there's a move underway to get this thing finally off the ground. So this is something that we need to be supportive of. And as we continue in the second half, Manny's going to be giving the website again where you can go. Well, actually, it's NYC, CAN, NYC for New York City, and then C-A-N, like tin can, nyccan.org. He's going to be sharing some more information with us, of course, as we go through the broadcast. But before we continue, we get some more questions coming in. So let me go first to this is a long-range question. You know, we got to get the investigation underway first, but this is a good question, though. In the long term, William in North Dakota is asking, what possible punishment would be fitting for the perpetrators of 9/11, even if those perpetrators are high up in government, even in the White House?
Well, that's pretty simple. I mean, obviously, you know, people should be incarcerated. People should be put taken away from what the... Listen, there's criminals running amok in our government beyond 9/11.
Yeah.
Okay,
they
should answer just as the criminals that have picked up on the streets, the petty criminals that may, you know, steal something from a store or do whatever. Listen, anyone who commits a crime should be put away after an investigation. And unfortunately, the initial investigation was set up where there was no blame put on anyone. Zelikow, who was appointed by the Bush administration.
The Goebbels of the 9/11 Commission.
Exactly. Already put out an outline for the commission before it was even started.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That entire commission was all politicos. Ultimately, when we get to the facts of the case, any criminal that's found through evidence to be guilty should be put away at the very least. But beyond that, that's where accountability comes in. You know, that's where the justice comes in. They need to speak for their crimes and say, and but what's crazy is that already they have. Cheney has already, you know, come out and is on public record saying so many things about 9/11. Norman Netta actually already puts him as a guilty one with the testimony that he gave during the
in the bunker of the White House. Sure, yeah. Which never made it in the commission report, by the way.
Which never made the commission report. That was obviously a stand down order.
Sure.
And ultimately, that there's treason involved here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Treason, can put people away for life.
That testimony alone proves complicity of Mr. Dick Cheney. Absolutely, a mass murderer.
Absolutely. That beyond that, the grand cover up proves that at the very least our government was involved.
Sure.
And a new investigation is going to bring 100% of the questions to be answered, as opposed to what we got 5 years ago.
No grand jury would snub their nose at a conviction, with evidence like this. I mean, there's no way. I mean, if it wasn't rigged, I mean, a grand jury comprised of real American citizens with a conscience, they would. You would get a guilty verdict. Absolutely, the evidence is just overwhelming, very damning.
Yes.
Here's another important question, Carol in Missouri. She says, is there anything that the rest of us, and this is going to lead us into what, we wanted to cover, focus on mostly for the second half of the interview here. Is there anything the rest of us in the U.S. can do, or even other parts of the world can do, to help you in your efforts to bring about this investigation?
Yes. The first is to critically think and be courageous and be confident in what you find. All these items that are being brought up, these are backed by fact, by evidence. Everything that myself and Charles and so many others who have been speaking out against the false flag domestic terrorist psychological operation, otherwise known as 9/11, everything we speak about is backed by fact. Be confident that you could speak that once you know those facts. Empower yourselves with knowledge first. After you empower yourselves with knowledge, spread that knowledge. Let others know of what's going on. And you could do that by conversations you have wherever you are, at the dinner table, at parties, any group setting. It's okay to speak about this. If people get decidedly upset, it means that they might not have the information. Okay, a lot of people say to me, oh, what are you crazy? Like, how can you even think the government would do such a thing? And I always say, you know what? I felt the same way. And I still do. I don't want to think the government would do this.
Right.
But this is what happened. And at the very least, we have not gotten to the justice. But there's a number of other action items. Radio shows, just like yours, Charles, just like so many other radio shows, every one of us can call in and speak to the host or speak to, certain people the host might be interviewing about this event. You can call call your newspapers, call your television station, ask them to cover this. Writing is huge. Write. If you can and you want to and you have it behind you and you're confident about that, you write. You can write a paragraph to your local TV station or your newspaper. Or start your own blog. You can start your own blog and put your writings about the saying, this is what I've heard, this is what I found. Go out there, just write as much as you can. Make phone calls, email. Email your friends and family. We all have email lists in the dozens,
you can get
if not the hundreds.
Get some documentaries about 9/11 and hand them to your local cable station. They're always looking for fill-ins, to fill airtime. They'll run them.
That's an excellent, you made an excellent suggestion. Exactly. Take, if you have documentaries, if you know that even the URL, so many documentaries are free online that anyone could watch. Give them the URL. Let them take a look at documentaries. You know, look at the documentary itself and point out certain facts that you feel that either your friends or the news station or the newspaper or family or whomever would be more able to understand. Documentaries are a very big part of what's taking place, but also the spoken word. Be able to speak about this. What I found is that I have lost many friends because I've spoken about this. But I've gained so many more because people.
Well, you know, like I always say, if you lose friends over that, they must not have been friends in the first place.
Well, absolutely true. That's absolutely true, and it's so important that you know we reference you know people that have been looking at this scientifically. We reference those you know first responders, those family members, those survivors who have spoken out. You can't deny their stories. From what took place, allow for people to just objectively look at it and then, you know, speak further. So there's many action items. I mean, you could just start right now. I mean, anybody that's listening to the radio show on the internet or on broadcast can go to their computer or even if they don't have a computer can make a phone call to the local station, local newspaper and just say, hey, I heard about this. Are we going to cover it? When are we going to cover it? Allow for that entity to say, hey, you know what? We'll get back to you or we'll do this. Just like so many other things that face, so many other issues that face our country, the whole issue about 9/11, the whole issue about my uncle's murder, is so vitally important because the events of 9/11 have allowed for so much other chaos to happen in the world. Millions of families in the Middle East have been destroyed because of this quote, unquote, war on terror.
Oh yeah,
and
continue to
so
be.
Many American families have been destroyed because we have 20-year-olds out there that are there for what?
Yeah.
Even our current administration can't even answer that question.
Yeah,
so
getting killed, getting arms and limbs blown off, breeding depleted uranium on a daily basis. They're going to be getting cancer in 5 or 10 years, and they're getting the health care benefits cut back by the Pentagon. I mean, it's astonishing.
Yes. Exactly.
And it's just absolute nonsense. I mean, even the FBI, former FBI director Robert Mueller admitted, I don't even know if he's still the FBI director. I don't know if Obama has appointed a new one. But anyway, Mueller admitted that there's no evidence to connect Afghanistan with 9/11. So why the heck did we invade that country?
Exactly. And also, you know what? Do the actions that We Are Change does. If you have a video camera, you could take that video camera and you can go to your city council and you could bring that there and you can record the event. You could ask pointed questions. You could, you know, have on camera what is responded to, and then you can empower others with the fact that, hey, they could do the same thing. You know, I carry a video camera with me all the time because who knows who I'm going to meet here in New York City.
Sure.
The fact is that as long as that's recorded and then that's given to others, that allows for our democracy to grow.
Absolutely.
And allows for us to participate in it.
We got another question here, kind of already answered this, but just to reaffirm, Don in Canada is asking, will this new 9/11 commission have subpoena power?
Yes. The previous public inquiry did have subpoena power. It was used sparingly. This investigation, we're looking to have full subpoena power to protect all those who have spoken out. Sybil Edmonds and so many others, in order to protect them, because of the testimony they're going to give is very damning to the government. And unfortunately, the government doesn't want that information out there. So, yes, we're looking to get under New York City law, Home Rule Law 37, that allows for us to have a subpoena power.
And I don't think they're going to be too quick to be arranging anyone's suicide. That's going to look just a little too obvious at this point with the spotlight on them. Here's another question. Fran in Kentucky, she says, have any celebrities or other famous people in New York or anywhere else, I guess, for that matter, come out in support of this investigation? They signed the ballot, you know.
Many celebrities haven't given the go-ahead to say, hey, you know what, I'm publicly in support of this. celebrities have a very unique position here in American culture. Their livelihood is dependent upon who loves them. And that's why the entertainment industry, I was actually going to say the news industry, but they go, it's news and entertainment is pretty much the same, puts them out in the spotlight because people like them. They look good. They dress nice. So celebrities have supported us, though not many have wanted to go public yet. If this goes through, we're going to have a lot of celebrity support. But the fact is we don't necessarily need celebrity support because this does come down to what's happening with the family members, first responders, and survivors, and what we can do in New York City. Now, there is one celebrity that has publicly come out and said yes, and that's Daniel Sinjata of Rescue Me. And Daniel has been an avid supporter of the 9/11 Truth Movement, and he's a very good friend, and he speaks as much as he can, and he even got onto his show aspects of how people question what happened on 9/11.
There could be a media blackout, but when you get people like that speaking out, it's going to show, you know, the people are going to see the media for what they are.
Absolutely.
It's going to override their blackout and make them look like the liars that they are, you know. So this is very promising. Sandra in Wyoming asks, what specifically in the way of physical evidence can be produced in a new 9/11 investigation, considering that it's been now 8 years since the crime?
Great question. There's a lot of physical evidence that could still be produced. To let everyone know, I was a couple of months ago at the New York City Medical Examiner's Office. 1,800 body parts of victims have been found just in the last 2 years alone. Okay?
Excavate roads and stuff, they're just left there buried underneath roads.
They continue to dig, as they continue to set foundations for new buildings that are going up in a crime scene, but also they're finding these body parts and buildings surrounding the in sewers. You're finding body parts in very many different areas of downtown, rooftops, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's physical evidence that...
I remember when they mentioned how they dug up a new section of road that was put down after 9/11, and they found two beams, full beams, and like 30-something pieces of bone. Oh, that was a real thorough investigation there, wasn't it?
No, it's awful. Listen, I remember speaking about this too long where I think it's an atrocity that there's a crime scene where body parts are still being found that the city builds over. And there's been reports even that that families' body parts have been used in the pavement.
Ground up, sure, over road fill.
Road.
I remember that.
But,
unbelievable.
That's just one of the physical pieces of evidence. You have the video and audio evidence, which can be displayed. What we witness, instead of being classically conditioned by our corporate media, by our government, when we witness those towers coming down, we're not witnessing a collapse. We're not witnessing a fall of a building. We are witnessing a building imploding. Okay, we're witnessing a building exploding. We're witnessing a building turning to dust. That dust, unfortunately, is in tens of thousands of first responder heroes.
Yep.
Okay, that went into rescue and then recover my uncle's body and 3,000 others. That, in that dust, is the physical evidence.
Yep.
Which shows that.
And some of that has been preserved. Stephen Jones has some. There's Hangar 17 at the JFK Airport, which, I believe still houses millions of, several tons anyway, of millions of pounds, I believe, of debris that had not been melted down as yet.
That, if there's that hangar, that's right, and then you're going to see something from another celebrity, Jesse Ventura, about that coming soon. You're going to see a lot, another huge supporter, former Navy SEAL, former governor. He has spoken out. Now, why haven't we heard what Jesse Ventura said? You know, why haven't we heard what so many other people, but most importantly, you know, it comes down to those most intimately affected. There are so many family members that whose names we should know. You know, listen to what Michelle Little says. Listen to what Patty Casaza says. Patrick Welsh. Listen to what Bob McElveen, Donna Marsh O'Connor. Listen to these superhumans, these people that speak out that you know, cite evidence in the public forum. So there's a lot of evidence out there, physical evidence, empirical evidence, that is going to be used in the new investigation. And I just want to say that not only is that evidence going to be used, but substantiated and corroborated evidence is going to be used, most importantly, scientific evidence. I always felt that the science will solve the crime. And what we see right now is that, at the very least, the science that is found in the public forum differs tremendously from what the U.S. government told us.
Right. Absolutely. I tell you, what you're doing is fantastic. I can't commend you enough. And, you know, do keep it up. I'm sure you will. I don't have to tell you that. But we're all rooting for you. And once again, the website, folks, if you want to get actively involved in this, and I hope everyone listening tonight will do that, go to NYCCAN, that's for New York City, C-A-N, NYCCAN.org, and get involved, especially, of course, if you're in New York, you know, take part in signing this petition. Let's get millions of signatures, not just tens or hundreds of thousands. Let's get millions. You know, let them see that people are not going to stand for this and that there are throngs of us that are in support of this thing. And that's all you got to do. I mean, you know, if you're afraid or you're timid, you know, you don't want to get involved, well, you don't have to be out there in the front lines like our guest is here, like Manny is, you know. This is the least you can do. I mean, don't you want justice served? What if a family member of yours was murdered? You knew who the murderer was. And, you know, the corrupt judge let him off the hook, and he's still walking the streets. Don't you want that person put away? Well, that's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with mass murderers. You know, it could have been one of your family members that was murdered in this fiasco. The crime has not been solved. The real perpetrators still walk the streets. And, by the way, even if you think Bin Laden did it, well, guess what? He's still walking the streets. And there's no push, no mention of him at all anymore. No push to arrest him.
Or walking the caves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, more than likely 6 feet under.
And he's not, more than likely is right. I mean, who's to say that he's even still alive?
Yeah.
He's not even wanted on the FBI.gov.
Oh, yes, yeah.
For the crime of 9/11.
Well,
I was recently
his double with the stubby nose is still alive, but anyway, go ahead. What were you going to say?
His double, the only one to mention anything concerning 9/11. I will say that I was in a military commissions hearing for family members given a couple of months ago. Where all family members were given an invite to attend the prosecution team's, speech about what they're going to do to prosecute Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four others down in Guantanamo who have been tortured for years. And and in that military commission's hearing, I brought up the fact that, you know, they just disgusting, actually, what happened. The propagandizing of the family members is unbelievable, and the fact that the military prosecution's team, they, you know, composed of people from the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the CIA, they were speaking words like evil, and these people, you know, did this, and, you know, this is what we cite, and I brought up the fact, I said, what evidence do you have against Osama bin Laden? You just got finished saying the FBI helped you out tremendously. On their website, they don't even want him for 9/11.
Exactly.
And they couldn't answer. They couldn't answer. They stood still for a time, and then they all tried to answer at the same time.
He admitted we don't have, quote, hard evidence to connect him with the crime.
That's right. That's right. I brought up Sybil Edmonds. I brought up I asked him, I said, is this going to be another sham trial? They even told us that a couple of them aren't fit to be stood for trial. They were discussing how if it goes to, instead of it being a military commission, if it goes to a federal court, that it's a weaker case, so we want to try to keep it in military court. Well, military courts aren't the same as federal courts. You don't have that, you don't have the ability to go in there and find out what's happening. So ultimately, family members are still being propagandized. The psychological operation is still taking place.
Oh, sure.
Against us and against everyone on this planet. And I just had the honor of meeting Mr. Fujita, who's from Japan, who last year came out and spoke in Japan about, you know, how the physical evidence does not coincide with the U.S. government story. Japan lost 24 people in the attacks. His party just came to power last week in Japan. And
excellent.
You know, I spoke with him about you know, possibly a new investigation. He said it's a matter of getting in touch with the families and seeing how they feel. And I'm sure that when people are given the weight of the evidence in the public forum, as opposed to this classical conditioning that the U.S. government threw out,
right,
corporate
media, it's
going
to make all the difference. Yeah,
exactly.
Unfortunately, Manny, we've run out of time. I really would like to keep this going, but once again, I want to encourage you to keep going. You've got a lot of people behind you, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners tonight are going to check out the website. Once again, folks, that's NYC for New York City, can, as in tin can, nyccan.org. Please go there and get involved. This is something that is most worthy of your support and your time. It's not even going to take much time. But please do it and tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, this is something that has to be done. Justice has got to be served, if for no other reason, to prevent anything like this from ever happening again, because they will do it again. You know, a criminal knows when I got away with something, I'm going to return to the scene of crime. I'll do it again because I pulled it off and nobody did anything about it. So they will. They're going to do it again and probably worse next time unless we do something about this initial crime. So thanks again for the great work you're doing. All the luck to you, and we'll be keeping an eye on this, and hopefully have you back again. You can keep us posted.
Charles, I want to thank you, and I just want to implore every single one of you listeners, take action. Very simple ways to take action. I am humbled by the fact that others throughout this world are standing up for my family and so many others. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Right on. Thanks again, Manny. Okay, folks, that's it for tonight. I just want to remind you, next week we're going to have journalist Dar Jamail, who's the author of The Will to Resist. This book is about soldiers refusing to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan, so this is something you want to tune in for. It's going to be a very riveting interview. So have a good week. We'll see you then. And again, thanks, Manny, and take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, folks. Good night.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the stable by the relief fountain, I saw my people, and they stood there hungry, and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is yours. This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, redwood forest to the Gulf Stream water. Yeah, this land was made for you and me.